Blog Talk Radio.
Physical talk and chat show with audience participation. I love that because I have the greatest, the best, the most wonderful peeps that listen, chat, and are on with me. I bring everybody that I can to you to give you a variety of all kinds of metaphysical gifts and things that you can hear. I've got such cool people. I just love them. I love my show. I love to listen to my own show. But again, I was not supposed to be on this week. I am actually on vacation, so anybody that has seen my Facebook this morning, I took a picture of where I am and my coffee view. But I'll tell you, like Susan says, don't believe your lies, Bonnie. And I never lie, but I always say I'm not doing the show. I'm going I am going to try again. So here we go. Let me see if I can get it done. Hello, is everybody listening? Hello? Okay. Can everybody hear me now? Oh, my gosh. Getting back on. It is Mercury retrograde. So let me see if I can. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, my gosh. It is Mercury retrograde, Annabelle, and I couldn't get back on. So I am telling you, I don't know what happened, but I tried to fix it. But hi!
Well, there was, a man's voice comes on and says, muted, unmuted, muted. So I don't know what's going on.
Well, what's happening is they kicked me off of Skype. And so when it kicks me off of Skype, you can't hear me. I kept talking, but I didn't see myself on Skype. So what happens is my show's on, but I'm not. So then I got to figure out how to get back on. But anyway, we're back on, so everybody please join me and just realize Mercury retrograde is on for the rest of the week. But Annabelle, before I actually speak with you, because I have somebody that is going to call in that wants to speak with you, I just want to tell everybody about what's going on because I'm so excited about the show, what is coming up. You know, we have our show today, and tomorrow I've got Jerry Humphreys from the UK, but next week, Annabelle, I'm so excited! I'm doing something that's totally cool. I'm having a UFO expert on that's going to answer questions. Is that, like, cool or what?
That's good.
I am so excited. Anyway, I want to, like I said, I'm a little rattled because I've had to do this and had to do that with the show. You know, I am just such a, you think you're a queen, well, I'm a princess. I don't really like when we have that. So, just, I want to tell everybody, today you're listening to Annabelle Miller and Brenda Brand and me, of course. We threw up this show, and I want to thank everybody for coming. I want to thank you, Annabelle, and Brenda. Let me see where Brenda is because I know she had to go to the bathroom. So I'm hoping she's out of the bathroom at this point. Here we go. Hey, Brenda.
Hi there.
Did you get that?
Now, Brenda, everybody knows you went to the bathroom.
I know. Well, hey, I had been sitting here for so long. Since, 4:30 this morning, I've had 1 hour break, so I've been sitting at my desk and working all that time.
Well, I will tell you that I have been kicked off twice, so your bathroom your bathroom break is nothing compared to what I've been going through this morning. So I just want everyone to know they're listening to Brenda Brand and Annabelle Miller. They are mother and daughter. And, of course, I am family. I don't want anybody to think I'm not. And they are wonderful psychics, mediums, including myself, psychics, mediums, intuitives, medical intuitives, and they're just the best of the best. And so I do want to tell everybody that's who you're listening to. And unfortunately, I didn't get to do a whole promo for you because I was kicked off. So how are you guys?
Good.
Doing good.
Well, what do you think about, I've got to tell you this, what do you think about that UFO guy?
Well, like I said last week, I have a client, you know, that took a picture of a handprint that was on the front of his book. So after talking to him for so many years, hey, they're here.
Oh, yeah. And you know what's really cool? You know, the guy, he's going to be answering questions. This guy has done so much research over the years. He's in his 70s. His dad actually broke, silence with all kinds of, people from World War II, people in that generation that saw them, and everyone that he talked to was fired. So it'll be interesting to hear, you know, what he's saying. He's coming on Thursday. So everyone, this is a pop-up week because I was not supposed to be here. So I'm getting ready to introduce you to your first guest. I think Brenda knows him, and I asked him to stop by. And I am going to tell you that we're very, very, very happy that he is coming on. And Annabelle, this one's for you. Hi. Hi, Brian. Hi, Brian.
Hey, Bonnie. How are you?
I am doing fabulous. I already know Brenda, but you haven't talked to her mom. Annabelle.
No. Hey, Mommy.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
This is the Starseed, and we are so happy. I keep calling him the Starseed. It's a shame, Brian. I really wish I could use your name, but I'm just so excited because every time I look at you, I see, like, universes. I'm sorry I keep calling you the Starseed, but that's going to be your nickname, if that's okay.
Well, you go ahead and name me whatever you want. I am known by many names.
Okay. Well, you know what, Annabelle, have you heard about Brian? Because I think you heard from Brenda about what happened on the show when he was on.
I think you told me about him, Brenda. Yeah.
Yeah, where he
we talked about
you,
Brian.
In the center of my chest. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Well, I know he's got questions to ask, but Brenda, you had such wonderful things to say about Brian and that he helped you and what he told you happened. So I just wanted you to have a chance to say, you know, tell him that things worked out for you.
Yeah, I mean, you were working with my cousin Susan, and then, are you there?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and then, of course, I think I told you that kind of just lifted as that thing that I had in the center of my chest, that real tight ball, lifted when you worked on me. And then you had said something about career change or something about a job. Well, I wasn't planning on picking up a second project, but I got a second project right after I talked to you, so I just wanted to tell you that, too.
Well, good.
Yeah.
It's always good to stay busy, huh?
Yeah, I'm a little too busy right now, but yes, I shouldn't say that. I'm not too busy. I'm happy to be busy and making money. Let's put it that way. So.
Oh, that's so sweet. Annabelle, I know that he's got, go ahead, tell him what you think, Annabelle, first.
Well, first, I feel like I'm in a lost continent, and there is, I want to say there's like little tiny dots like stars falling all around, and there is a huge ocean, but I like this big white building. It's like a cathedral, a blessed place, okay?
Uh-huh.
It's got pillars on it, beautiful colors around it, pinks and purples, and yeah. So I guess we were there together.
Yes, that's actually where one of my guides is, or one of my channeling guides is from, is that place.
He's beautiful. He's beautiful. I'm seeing him very white with, he's got sparkles all around him, too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think you're seeing me, Annabelle.
Yeah, the CEO speaks.
Oh, I thought you'd get a kick out of that. But go ahead, because I'm so excited to hear about what you see, Annabelle, because, you know, what you are revered among all of us.
Yeah. Well, we talked about a twin flame, and I always thought a twin flame was like lovers. You know, that's, I never even thought of it before, till Brenda said that I'm her twin flame. And I almost feel like Brian. It's like I can't separate us.
Uh-huh.
We're like one person. We're molded together.
Wow.
Oh, wow. You know what? You know, I got to tell you something before you open any other doors. But I have to tell you, your daughter, of course, Brenda, my cousin, opened all possibilities for twin flames, because I really believe my twin flame is my daughter, because Brenda said you were her twin flame. How do you feel about that remark, Brian?
I feel that that is 100% correct, because when the twin flame is actually pronounced in the etheric, and when there is twin flame energy in the physical, when the two energies meet here on the physical, because you got to realize that the 3D reality of things is actually just an illusion. It's all about, it's kind of like a plane in a video game. We have controllers out, but sometimes those controllers are not marked where, like the energies north, south, east, and west, or the little controller that goes north, south, east, and west. How I'm seeing the energy with Annabelle is that our energy is very connected with the Atlanteans. And the Atlanteans are, kind of like the Tholosians or the Lemurians, but the Atlanteans, and the Atlanteans are where we are connected from.
Well, it's like I'm going straight to the healing chamber where the big, huge crystal is.
Mm-hmm.
And the that's where sometimes mentally I will go here. There is like you would have a gurney. It looks like a gurney, but there's crystals underneath it. And then when you lay in that, the top comes down, doesn't touch you, but it's like full of crystals, and that's the healing chamber. But all of the energy comes from this big, huge crystal. And
yeah,
that's Atlantis. But we were also in Lemuria.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what he said. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, we were in both. And I always, I don't think about it too much, but it's like I always thought Atlantis and Lemuria were at separate or either the same time period, but evidently they weren't.
Well, they are actually, they're not actually in the same time period. Atlantis came way before Lemuria, and then Lemuria's, basically what happened is Atlantean energy and Lemurian energy kind of blended together. And when it blends together, that's what the interesting part is, because everything, this is what my Atlantean priest that I'm working with, his name is Ashinde, and Ashinde says that everything is energy frequency of Lemuria in this chamber, because Lemuria is actually an offspring of Atlantis.
Okay. Well, I got to tell you what happened to me one time. I was at a, it was a healing class on tone. And it's like when you hit a certain tone, it hits a certain organ in your body. Well, I was there, and the instructor said I was from Lemuria, and I was a prisoner, and I still had the metal thing around my neck. And what that was is if you tried to escape, they had a central place where they shocked you in the neck, so you couldn't get out of this prison or whatever it was. And she took that off of me, and I thought it was really far-fetched. But I went in the bathroom after that, and I had circles around my neck that were red, like I had chains around my neck. And she collapsed on the floor because she worked so hard to get it off of me.
Oh, my.
Did you ever hear of prisoners like that in Lemuria?
I have actually heard of basically the people that were behind, kind of like the guards of Lemuria. What happens with the guards of Lemuria is that they actually kept a lot of kind of like slavery guards, slavery guards, or guards in general, of allowing for people to kind of gain a perspective of where of working for people or for trade, because there was no currency in Lemuria, and the currency there was no currency in Lemuria, and a lot of people done trade for like food or for crystals or for other healing tools. And the slaves or the people that were imprisoned for their abilities, those actually are the ones that that made most of the healing tools. So it's very funny that you mentioned that you were a prisoner in Lemuria, because how you are being shown to me in my mind's eye is that you have basically energy, kind of like energy shackles around your feet, but your hands are not bounded, so that you are able to do the healing mudras that are beneficial for you right now in the Lemurian times. And I know I'm everywhere on discussing this, but what's being shown to me is the frequency of numbers. Do you work with numbers, Annabelle?
Not really, huh?
Okay, well, I'm seeing you either creating something or creating an energy modality that has to do with numbers, kind of like a frequency of a bunch of numbers. And those numbers are either laid on the body or either laid on a certain thing to either take something away, to either heal something that is trying to be healed in this reality. Because you kind of realize that the reality of the ethers are so much different than the reality of, I guess you would say, the 3D plane, if I'm making any sense. Because,
right.
Yeah, and what I'm also seeing around you, Annabelle, I know you're the guest here, but I kind of feel like I'm the guest.
Hey, I told you we're all family. I did tell you that, Brian. Did I not tell you that today?
Yes, ma'am, you did.
Okay.
Now, Annabelle, I do have a question. I'm picking up a older lady around you with a bun. Who's that?
It could be my great grandmother.
Okay. Well, this lady with the bun is actually showing me that most of what you're capable of doing came from her.
Oh, I always wondered. Okay.
Yes. And I don't know if you ever have done a past life regression, but I'm seeing that you have neck issues and that you were hung in a past life.
I believe it. Yeah, I've been buried alive too, and I'm having neck issues right now.
I was just gonna say, I wonder if that's where your dizziness is coming in. She just got diagnosed with Meniere's disease. And I wonder if your neck issues and that's not coming from something from your past there, Mom.
It must have cracked on the left side, because that's worse.
Yeah, and has anybody ever heard of the Jehovian seals? Because the Jehovian seals, if you are having issues on the left side of the body, there are 13 unnatural seals. The Templar Axion, the Templar Seal, and the fourth dimensional frequency fence that is keeping human consciousness from expansion. And if people have a lot of issues on their left side of the body, that means that the Jehovian seals are in place. and the Jehovian seals need to be removed so human conscious or human expansion can proceed with the energy that's available as we're speaking now. Has anybody also ever heard of the Zeta Reticuli grave putting on putting these Jehovian seals on?
I've never heard of either one of them.
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
Okay. Well, it's a lot of ET or extraterrestrial origin. So I'm kind of surprised that you haven't heard from them because well, I know Bonnie is going to probably ask me, where do you think Annabelle's from? Well, Annabelle, you are from, you actually have Pleiadian influence and also some Sirian influence and Orion influence. Now, you got to realize about with the Orions are, some are good and some are bad.
Well, let's hope Annabelle is from the good Orion belt because, you know, I don't put anything negative on the show.
Of course Annabelle's from the good Orion.
Okay, I just wanted to clear that up and you know, because,
so,
you know, if
she
I don't
almost,
talk,
Brian, she almost fired me.
No.
I almost got fired. Oh, that's funny.
Brian, do you have anything else for Annabelle? Go ahead, because we interrupted you.
I do have something else for Annabelle. Do you work with a bird guide?
Not that I know of. I don't
know
who my guide is.
You don't even know who your guides are? Oh,
no.
You are missing a lot. Let me see who your guides are real quick. All right, just say your first and last name for me and your first month and birthday.
It's really my legal name is Margaret Ann Miller, and it's 11/13/34.
Okay, so what I'm picking up is that you have a guide name. All right, so I'm going to spell it because I don't know how to pronounce it. It's K-A-M-I-R-A.
K-A-M-I-R-A?
Uh-huh. Kamira or Kamira. And then
Kamira,
you also have... Yes, Kamira.
Yeah,
and then you have another male or another male guy that is popping up. And he's speaking that his name is Samuel.
Daniel?
Samuel.
S-A-M-U-E-L. Samuel.
Yes.
Is he dark? Can you see him? Is he dark complected with something in the middle of his forehead?
Yes, he is dark complected, and he has, you know how them... them Indians look with, or those people from India look with the beady on their forehead?
Gemstone, yes.
Yes, kind of like that.
That's what I was seeing. He looks to me like he's, I don't know. He's just dark complected.
Yes. He is actually he's either Indian in descent or Egyptian in descent.
I think it's Egyptian, yeah.
Yeah, and that's where your Syrian energy comes from, is ancient Egypt.
I want to move mine over a little bit more towards Israel. So you said I had Syrian energy. I need to be over there in the Israeli section. Okay. But I love you.
Hey,
oh, yeah.
Are you done? I'm sorry, I have a question for you if you're done.
Oh, yes,
well, Wait a minute. How about the fact that, do you have a question for me? Because I'm like sitting here thinking, wow, I'm listening to a show. I'm listening to my show and I'm having a great time. Wait
but
a minute.
She wants to know about her.
Yes. Well, you know what? I told Brian he doesn't have to waste all his energy with me because he's going to do a lot of energy wasting a little later. But what do you have any questions for Annabelle? Cause, and then, Brenda, I'm going to let you ask him a question. But I know you wanted to ask Annabelle a few questions.
Yes, Annabelle. Annabelle, what do you see should be my niche? I do a little bit of everything. I practice witchcraft. I practice folk magic, and I also I'm a firm believer, as in I'm a firm believer in light language, ancient language, and yada yada yada. But what's my niche?
Healing.
Healing. Okay,
back into the way that you used to do it, okay, in Atlantis, because the gemstones that you would work with in your healing are what's giving you that complete energy that you used to feel, like there's no illness, there's no nothing. You are just completely a light being, like you were at that period in time. And when you hold the gemstones and you work with them, you don't even have to know where they go. Your hands are connected where they would go, beside the body or on the body, because you've done it before.
Interesting, because that is funny, because I set up a grid, a crystal grid in my bathtub last night, and my husband was like, "What the hell are you doing?" I was like, "Don't worry about it. I'm making my power grid." And he was like, and then he was like, "Well, I want to sit in it after you get finished." I was like, "Of course." So I set up my grid. I had, it was 12 crystal skulls that I have, and then also I incorporated amethyst, Lemurian quartz, or Lemurian seed quartz, and also apophyllite and demeterite, and also moldavite. And I done the grid up, and by the time I got in the bathtub, I was like, "Well, hell, I worked all day today, so I'm going to have me a glass of wine." So I grabbed me a glass of wine, got in the bathtub, and sat there, and I was like, "Now, what do I do? What do I do?" And all of a sudden, the crystal skulls started glowing. And I picked the main crystal skull up, and all of a sudden, I was actually told, "You're a grid keeper and a timekeeper." I was like, "So why in the hell are y'all mentioning time when y'all tell me that time doesn't exist in our reality?" And they were like, "Well, time is all around you, and that's all you have is time."
Interesting.
Wow.
Well, and where, you know, where we get most of our information from, there is no time. But we're here right now, so you have to go by time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. That's the difference. It's just like, say you're reading for someone, and you say, "Well, this should happen like in 4 months," and they say, "Well, what date?" A lot of times when it comes out of your mouth, it is the exact date. But there is no time where they're at, you know. So it's like it could be off a little bit if we let ourselves get into it.
Yeah, my grandmother always told me that not to do timelines. And I was like, "Well, why not?" Because most of the times when I do timelines, I'm right on the money. And she was like, "Well."
I have a question.
Okay.
Hey, here's my time. Where's my timeline? Annabelle and Brenda, don't laugh. Okay, so you are going to give me a timeline of when I think my show is going to go and be syndicated on a different radio station. So if he's going to pick me up and pay me for what I do, what's my timeline, Brian?
What now?
What's my timeline?
All right, well, sweetheart, you are going to get your dream and be on a very, very well-known radio station or radio company. But at the same time you're going to, this timeline is probably within the next year. I'm seeing 12 to 13 months. So 12 to 13 months from now, and a man or a well-known man or a well-known person that I'm seeing that is going to be a male is going to donate the money that you are needing for you to finally get your dream.
Oh, thank you. Well, you'll all be with me. So you're going to be living and watching me, I hope, achieve that. And I'll be waving at you. But that's okay. I love you all. And you'll be with us. So, all right. So I'm sorry. I had to do that. Is there anything else that you want to ask?
Well, Brenda wanted to ask something.
Go ahead, Brenda.
Well, I wanted to tell you something. I wanted to ask you something. So you asked about your what you should be doing. And when you said light language, I, like, circled that. But when you – when Mom – I agree 100% with Mom. But I also think that when you start – like, not start, but as you're doing your healings, there's other things that are going to be coming into play for you. And it's just like, you know how you do your chants or whatever. Mom hasn't heard that yet. It's very interesting. The language that you use. It's, I just feel like the universe will open and everything is just going to come showering down on you. You know, the lights that Mom was explaining around the people that you're working with. I just feel like there's more of that, and I mean, the sky's the limit for you. You're just very talented and very gifted.
Okay, well, I appreciate that.
Yes,
and I have another question. I'm sorry, what were we going to say?
No, I was just going to say yes, and I agree. I always agree with
you. I have another question. I have a question for you also, but I wanted to tell you, when you were talking about the crystals and the stones that you had laid out in your bathtub, when you were talking, the right side of my head just started buzzing. I have never felt that at all before. So whatever stones you were talking about, when you hit amethyst and then on down, I mean, just all of them, my head, the right side of my head just buzzed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the balancing between the frontal lobe of the brain and the visual cortex, as well as also the Broca and the Wernicke part of the brain where sound healing is used, because I incorporate sound healing in my crystal grids, and when sound comes out of my mouth, it's basically not me making it. It's basically another entity.
Yeah.
Well, you said about you had the Moldavite in there. Would that buzzing sound be anything from ET? Because Moldavite has a lot to do with ET.
Yes, it is probably has to do with the ET, because the Moldavite is actually a nothing but silica. It's what us star seeds we run off of. Silica is like the starseed antidepressant, and it allows us not to have that sketchy connection that a lot of us psychic or a lot of us mediums have when we second-guess ourselves or where we doubt ourselves or where we even question ourselves and wondering where the questioning comes from. And mostly, 9 times out of 10, it's because our silica is either burnt out or it's low.
Well, a male voice just said you're supposed to make the video and also an e-book.
Okay,
so
a video and an e-book.
Right. Go ahead, Brenda.
It's kind of like you're going to do like a how-to. You're going to teach. I mean, do you teach now?
Yes, I do teach. I teach one-on-one classes because my philosophy on teaching is that not necessarily that a classroom is not supposed to have a curriculum or an itinerary. It is supposed to be on impulse or within synchronicity, because what may work for you may not work for another.
Right. Right, exactly. Okay. Well, I think, you know, I agree with Mom, too. What you're going to do is, you know, you're going to find a way to get to the masses, you know.
Right. That's exactly what I hear, Brenda. I hear that it may be here because of you're young, although you're an old soul, but you're young. You can teach to the masses, and who needs to hear it will pick it up. So it's not always because of the one-on-one, you're not getting to as many people as you need to get to. But what happens is when you teach in mass or you teach on the Skype or you teach on YouTube, who needs the message will be drawn to your teaching modality. And I see that about, you know, everybody will be curious and they'll want to learn, but the people who really need the message and the lesson will grab it right from there, and it'll reach a lot more people. So I agree with them, Brian, in putting out a ebook and teaching on a mass level. But that doesn't mean you can't teach on an individual level either. So,
What state are you in, Brian?
I'm actually in North Carolina on the coast. So I live in a very bubble, the Bible Belt.
Oh, well,
good. Well, good. You know, hey, we all
live on the coast
belt.
Though is nice, because when I'm around water, I everything starts popping for me. But do you actually the guide thing? I don't know my guide's names, but I did get a name one time, so I'm anxious to see if you can pick up anything on my guides.
Okay, who am I talking to? I think it's
this
Brenda.
This is Brenda. Yeah.
Okay, thought so. All right.
Then I got to get to other callers here, and I'll put you back on, Brian. But I got to get some other callers on. But I'll tell you what, if we let this show go 2 hours, I can do that. I can actually, but I know sometimes you guys have readings. But go ahead, because I want to hear who Brenda's guides are, definitely. And Brenda deserves to have any question you can answer for her, because she gives so much to the show. So please find whatever you have to for Brenda.
Okay, Brenda. What I'm seeing here for you is I'm seeing that this is a very male figure. This male figure is something. It's almost angelic in nature because his name is Lothariel, and Lothariel. The reason why his name is Lothariel is because it's very connected to the elemental realm, and he has kind of like magical sigils on his are engraved or tattooed or modified on his body. And
magical what? I'm sorry.
Magical sigils, like symbols.
Okay.
And some of them are of star origin. Some of them are of angelic origin, and a lot of them are of I want to say either Japanese or Chinese origin, or some type of alchemical or balancing energy.
Okay.
And what I'm interested in now, Brenda, is that guy that you saw at the door that time, did he have anything on his body?
The ET. No, he did not. He was in earthly form. I did not see him in his real form, his ET form. But interesting that you brought that up, since we're talking ETs and stuff. But I also wanted to ask. I get a lot of messages in the shower. A friend and I joke around that I'm not like Edgar Casey, the sleeping prophet. I'm the shower prophet, because I get a lot of messages in the shower.
Well, get in that
for everybody.
Shower when you're doing the show, please. Did you get anything in the shower for me this morning?
Go ahead. No, I didn't. It was hit or miss. It's hit or miss usually, but one day I was working for someone, asked me a question, and they told me to get the message in the shower. Well, I was working for that person, but I like opened myself wide up, and I heard and saw this guy, and he said his name was Ishmael. Do you get anything on that?
Ishmael. Ishmael is actually a Ishmael is a angelic being, and Ishmael is a counterpart of, I think it's Ariel, because I'm hearing Ariel. And I know they're a lot very related to the animal kingdom.
She loves the animals.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so as a counterpart of Ishmael, or, well, Ariel, Ishmael, whatever you want to call it.
That's interesting.
All right. Very great. And then I know you have to leave, but that thing's coming back in the center of my chest. I don't know what it is between you and I, but you can work on that. You can work on that if you don't mind.
Oh, you're giving them permission. Go ahead. Brian, do you want to do that, like, on air so people can see what you do?
Yes, I can do that for you. Just take a deep breath in for me. Okay, and después cuando hayamos durante para saber que desde tu corazón hay exageridos sus un caracay esos va na hiscana da frutos na batera de tete estos usos na chemo no ana este que no está na hay que. All right, take a deep breath in, bring that energy up and through your root chakra. Da frutos impetera de para spoon. Bring that energy up through your sacral, solar plexus, heart chakra, and to the assemblage point. All right, the assemblage point is where the physical body and the energetic body meet. Sometimes our assemblage point can become off-kilter, because most of our assemblage points are at a 90-degree angle. That means straight up and down in balance with the human physical body and the earthly body and the energetic body. Now, your assemblage point was at a 30 degree. So there's something that happens during the time that when you speak to me or when you basically have a contact with me or energetic contact with me, that there's an issue with connection around, because I'm seeing a past life of actually either you losing me, or there's loss of something, there's a lack of, or it's almost like a motherly something.
Mm-hmm. Because when you started that, I started crying.
I'm sorry, Mommy.
Well, I love you, honey.
What's so funny? Before he came on the show, guys, I said, I got to tell you, and I don't know why, but you're part of this family, so you better get used to it. And he said, yay, I'm ready. And I can't figure it out. So now I'm getting the whole picture, Brian. So
that's
That's
really crazy that you said that, because I just started getting tears in my eyes. And then as he kept talking, it kept getting worse and worse. And I'm like, what is this? But you got it. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
We lost each other in some lifetime.
Brian, how close are you to Charlotte?
Matter of fact, I actually lived in Charlotte back in it was in October. I lived there for 3 years, and I'm just now moved in October back to my hometown, New Bern, North Carolina. So I was actually in Charlotte probably about in October for the past 3 years.
But how far
I was just wondering, because Susan's sister is in Charlotte, and I was just thinking she would really love to meet you.
Huh. Okay. Well, that's interesting. Yeah, I frequent Charlotte a lot.
Well, and you have had so many lifetimes. I had my eyes closed when you were doing that, and the energy came from my chest area up through my head and out of my head when you were doing that for Brenda. But as I had my eyes closed, it was just like you would flip pictures, and I was going through all of your lifetimes. You have been here forever.
Yeah.
I wouldn't doubt it, not one bit. I feel like I've been here forever.
Yeah, I was going to say, aren't you tired?
I don't think so. I think he's going to flip more pages than we even see. Maybe we're going to be up there watching him. Because, you know, what I don't get, and then I've got to put somebody else on, but I got to tell you something. I want somebody to open up all of my Kundalini energy, like right now. Can you do that?
I can do a light language blessing that will activate a Kundalini awakening that will last for up to 24 hours.
Okay, but I
should
wanted
I
to
listen
open
to
up.
This, or should I not?
Well, you can
it.
Have it open. You can have it open, but you have to maintain the Kundalini energy.
Okay, well, I'll learn how to maintain it. Would you rather give it to me privately, or do you want to do it on the air? Because I don't want
I can see
else.
If everybody likes it.
Okay.
It also basically does what it needs to do for each and every individual. It basically will provide healing if needed.
Okay, do you think Brenda can listen to this? Because last time she, you know.
Well,
I would think
if it
would be a good idea for Brenda to listen.
Okay.
It would be a good idea?
Uh-huh.
Okay, all right. Because I was going to say.
Because
each time
that you feel the energy and feel the energy so strong, it's releasing something that needs to be released.
Okay, perfect.
And how about
okay.
Annabelle? Annabelle's a strong girl, though. She'll be able to do anything like me. Me and Annabelle are connected at the hip. Okay.
It will actually probably do a lot of energy work on Annabelle to relieve a lot of her painful situation.
Okay.
And Candy says, what about me in chat? So.
Anybody listening, I feel, is going to benefit.
Yeah, Candy needs to give you a message, too, because she asked if she could give you a message. So I'll put her on after you do the Kundalini opening, if you want, unless you feel like I should bring her on.
It's up to you. Use your intuition.
Well, she has a message for you, too. So let's do this, and then I'll put her on. Okay?
Okay.
And
okay,
then there's also Kelly on. I see Kelly, and I see 219. So please listen, and we will get to you. But Kelly needs this healing also. Listen, Kelly. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So everybody take a deep breath in.
It's for me first. It's for me. Okay.
Dashkieto rosuo makarai te ete te kedo unsta akaish kemete un uton tut koto osate hiit. Nas de kulakwa an ai ekista na is to the gold of the motoran a is it wakai. Nas tu tariti ai efe ele kulos kamana is de estes to aklaki. La kesh nas tu. La kesh nas de eta washta. Nas te potu akarades bi ana wakai. Na kieto lo ulmakai. Nas das te kri ele etwa. Take a deep breath, everybody. And move it through your root chakra. Datidoko undra sarasti. Sacral. Dari ile elu uluk makaya eye. Solar plexus. Di ile ula amari dari itwa. Heart chakra. Ele ilun mod kiente deste. And through the throat. Akile emokwatai. Up into the third eye. Ile emotua sikrai. Down into the well of dreams. Ali emokola ayamatarisi. And then burst down the crown chakra. Ele emooloko makai ay istesto koto makai. Cascading over the auric field. Ile emotai ay kentros koshkai. All right. Take a deep breath, everybody. And ground back out. Ali ilo kastan. Okay, how you feel?
Good.
Okay.
Wow.
Now the energy is going to raise. Now, if it gets too intense for anybody that needs to contact me, get a hold of Bonnie.
And I'll put you right in contact with Brian.
You know, Brian, what I saw when you were doing that is I saw you or someone in white robes with like things wrapped around you. I don't know, there was something gold and something around your waist, something coming across your chest, and then there was a gentleman beside you. I don't know if this was this realm or another realm, but it was honestly very beautiful. So,
wow.
Interesting, because I've had a lot of people tell me that they see some crazy, excuse my language, but some crazy shit when I speak in my language.
I saw this little, it wasn't, I don't know what it was. It was just this little guy, and I'm talking to him like, as you're saying your thing, I'm talking to him mentally, and it's just like I ended up with, oh, I love you, and that was the little guy that was talking through you.
Well,
but he's so cute.
I love this. If you don't mind, I'm going to open the mics up is what I'm going to do. So here we go. Guys, do you mind?
No.
Okay, I'm going to put Candy on because Candy, you're on.
Hi, how are you? Give me a second.
Hi, Candy.
Okay. Hi, Candy.
I saw a rainbow of angels.
Interesting.
Because, okay, I have to explain. I see each angel in their energetic colors. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And I saw different, this is just a rainbow of colors of the angelic hierarchy.
Okay.
Wow.
That makes sense.
Do you have is there anything else you want to tell Brian, Annabelle, or Brenda?
Yes.
And you know I'm here too, so you can ask any one of them.
I need a drink, just a second.
Okay, they've really stymied you at this point, but I'm also going to open the mic up to Kelly. Hi, Kelly.
Hello.
Hi, Kelly.
Hello.
Hi, Kelly. Okay. You're on with everybody. So do you have anything? Or do you want to ask anything? Although here we've got Candy back. My mics are wide open, guys.
Okay, go ahead and take Candy's, and I have something to share here really quick, yeah.
Okay,
when Bonnie told me your name, I went to your website to look at your picture. And I got energetically goosebumps, goosies from head to toe. And what I was told is that your soul is so old, it's older than anything else that's out there. When I do my ritual, I say, our Heavenly Father, guardian angels, and all there is of the light, you are that last part, all there is of the light.
Wow.
You are, there's masters, and then there's a little masters above them, and then there is what you are, masters of the masters.
Okay, well, that makes sense because I am actually just took a certification of mastering the master, and I am actually a avatar named Caudale.
Okay, makes sense. That's why and your eyes are not our star eyes.
Star eyes, fairy eyes, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
People look into it, they could see messages through your eyes. Annabelle is a master, but you're even above Annabelle.
Uh-oh, Annabelle, you're just...
Mommy,
that's
I can't
that
do
right
that.
That's why we
that's
all
okay,
know you.
That's okay, Sonny, you go ahead.
We all know you. It's because our energies have already been taught by you, and we in next lives we will be taught by you again because you have been here so long that you were even here before the unknown.
Huh.
Wow. Wow.
Like one of the first energies that ever started this.
Wow.
Okay. So that's interesting because the earth plane has just basically been a walk because I know Mother Earth will provide for me.
Yeah.
I never worry about money. I never worry about physical things. My 3D body might worry about it, but my physical, but my spirit body, it's
mm-hmm.
like the earth is falling, but I don't care. Because,
like I said, you're all.
Did he say Saturn was falling, but he didn't care? I care if Saturn falls, only because Saturn is a weighty enough planet. So, I don't know. I know we have to.
I think he said the Earth plane. I don't think he said Saturn.
Oh.
Yeah,
I
said the Earth's fallen, but I don't care.
Yeah. Well, no, because you'd be up there. We'd all be waiting to hold it up. But I do have somebody on that I'd like to put on. So, Kelly, hold on. For 219, they have been waiting to ask a question, I'm sure, to Annabelle and Brenda. So let me put 219 on. 219, you are on with everybody and their mother. Hi.
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 Hi. Hello.
Who are we speaking with?
Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth.
This is a weird show right now. I mean, it's a fabulous show, but you've got so many. I don't even know if the energy. I'm happy we're all on this together. But what would you like to ask any one of us?
Actually, I'm trying to find out in what direction should I go in for my schooling.
Okay, Annabelle, I'm gonna direct this one at you. Are you in school?
Yes.
And what is your name?
Elizabeth. Oh, what am I majoring in?
Yeah. Go ahead, Annabelle.
What I'm feeling is. There's just a slight change, and you may have already done that. But you have to deal with people. I mean, it's just, it doesn't make any difference what you're doing. You're going to always counsel people because it's like all your life you've had people come to you with their problems. And
oh, wow.
So it's no matter what direction you come in, okay, that you decide to go in, you will be dealing with people.
Do you do anything with children?
No, I don't. But Annabelle was talking about actually my master's degree is in psychology or therapy.
Oh, because I see a child sitting at a desk, so I don't know if you're. I just feel like you should. If you're not, I feel like you should, or you are going to be working with children.
Well, that's the other area I was looking into, school counseling.
Oh, well, there you go.
Wow. I mean,
I guess your question's answered.
And I'll tell you what, my energy is so strong, it's like crazy. I'm shaking, physically shaking, as my energy is like through the roof right now.
Oh, good. Yeah, so Elizabeth, that means
I'm shaking too, Brenda, but I'm cold.
Oh no, mine's not cold. Mine's just like
well, you know what? I want everybody to shake and tell me, since everybody is like super tuned in now. So tell me, what do you think about me?
What do you want
to
know?
Well, there goes that, Elizabeth. There goes that.
Huh?
I want to tell Elizabeth, I don't know if you want to speak to Elizabeth anymore, but I just put her on hold. Elizabeth, I think what they're saying to you is kids and counseling is where it's at for you. I don't know why I feel you're hesitant. Maybe not. You're just waiting. But do you have anything more for Elizabeth, you two, before I move on?
I just feel she's on the right track, and she just
and
needs to go forward. She's going to be very successful.
Yeah, I think she already knows, like she said, what she wants to do. I think, you know, me seeing the child at the desk, that kind of is her answer there.
Did you get that?
And I'm sorry. I put myself on mute.
Okay. That's okay. We can handle mute, but go ahead.
His name is Brian, correct? The gentleman?
Yeah.
There?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, when he was doing that, or when he, about the third eye,
yeah,
that is where I felt it the most, like it popped open. And the strangest thing is when I went into the kitchen, I could smell like Christmas or Thanksgiving biscuits in the oven, so strong.
Wow.
I wonder if you have somebody from Spirit that was trying to get through to you, grandma or something.
That's what I was going to say, my grandma.
Yeah.
Oh, my
gosh. I'm sure.
Or I should say, oh, my gosh. Look, I mean, that's fabulous. Go ahead.
And they weren't, the biscuits weren't made with Bisquick either. They smell like old-fashioned yeast biscuits.
Yes. Yes.
You know what? I can't believe that. I wanted my Kundalini open or my Kundalini energy open. Maybe it's already open and you got yours. So, hey. That's a plus for you listening to this show, which I think
yours is open, Bonnie. It's open.
Yes, it is.
Thank you. I just wanted it to be open because I don't know why Ron, and we'll talk about this in a minute, is having so much problems. Elizabeth, is there anything else we can help you with? Because I think you got even more than what you thought you would have at this show.
Yes, I did, and thank you so much.
Hey, listen.
Well, it was so nice talking
to
you.
Let us know how you're doing.
Yeah,
I will.
We want to know how you're doing because you're really, really an enlightened and very, very, very sweet soul. And working with kids in school, whatever, in what you're going to do, even in counseling, because we're all counselors, is so much needed that, you know, we want to hear from you. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
And give us the recipe for the biscuits if you can figure them out.
Okay. Hey, Bonnie.
Yes.
Bonnie?
Yes.
When you said tell me something, what I heard is Lauren has her answer. So I don't know what if she's done with that other interview or not, but I just heard Lauren has her answer.
Wow. Wow. I would love that. Oh, my God, Lauren has her answer. I wonder, because she's, no, I don't know. Does she have her answer and know it?
It's just like an all-knowing thing. She knows. She's going to know as soon as she gets done with this. I just want to see her get done with all those interviews, and then she's going to know. She'll just know.
Okay. Oh, well, her last interview is next Monday or Tuesday.
Is that the one in New York?
No, that one came. The one in New York with the Beth Israel one, that came. The one that she's got left is, I think, Lutheran Advent in Chicago.
Okay. All right.
Well, so I think the answer is what Brenda got. She already knows what she's going to do.
Mm-hmm. She does? How
I agree,
she,
too.
And she hasn't told us?
Well, because she doesn't want to tell you until she finishes what she started. So she'll go to all of them, and then she'll tell you, but she already made up her mind. Brenda was right when she heard that, yes.
Well, I know Brenda's always been on the money, and also of you and everybody, but I'm just, you know, I'm thinking it's University of Tennessee, guys.
Wait and see.
And you know what else I heard? She needs to decide. So.
I am. Yeah, we told her that. She wants us to decide. We told her that we can't. She has to go where it floats her heart. And I know she's got a couple that she said are in the forerunners. But Susan said, believe it or not, Susan said that she said, it ain't over till the fat lady sings. I'm like, okay. But that was what my dad used to say. So I'm thinking, when does the fat lady sing? February 24th is the day she has to have all of her paperwork in for where she, you know, she went on like 15 or whatever interviews. All of them have to be ranked.
Wow.
So it'll be interesting, right?
They will be.
Right.
I'll let you know. I'll let you know. If now, I know we have Kelly on. Kelly, go ahead. Go for it. Kelly? Oh, you know what? Kelly, I'm so sorry. Kelly?
That's okay. I had to unmute myself, too, so I'm good.
All right, Kelly, go for it, because you know you have everybody here, and you know the Annabelle and Brenda just adore and love you, and so will Brian when he gets to know you.
First of all, I wanted to say to Annabelle and Brenda, thank you very much. The missing blue box was indeed the desk in the right-hand side, shoved back in the back. That was one of them, but there were two of them.
Oh,
there,
cool.
I had two of them. The other one was found in a really weird place. It was hanging on a bag on the chair. So it's like,
I think one of you
turned
said
it was
that.
Like one.
Yeah, maybe. I don't remember, but I remember something about that. So, well, good. I'm glad
yeah.
you found them.
I was going to say, now here's the kicker. It's like the one with there's two of them. There's one with kind of a, it looks like a Nike swoosh on it, and then the other one with the bear on it. The Nike swoosh is in evidence, and we lost the one with the bear again. I don't know where they bop off to because we put them on the table. On the table. And it's like, and they disappear off the table. And the children don't know where they go. I don't know where they go. And they turn up in weird places in the house. So I'm just wondering, it's like, did you see where the gremlins put them this time? Like I said, I have the one with the Nike swoosh on it, but it's like now the one with the blue one with the bears is missing again. I'm like, okay.
You got an active ghost in your house.
Yeah, probably.
Is that
one
what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I wondered if it's my dad because he had this really bad habit of trying to, quote, teach us all lessons about taking care of our stuff and, you know, being careful and blah, blah, blah. And he would literally, I accused him one time. I said, you're just a thief. It's like, you know, you take our stuff and you steal it. He said, I don't either. It's like, yes, you do. It's like, we know where it's at until you move it. And it's like, when you move it, then we don't know where it's at. Well, you should put it someplace safer. It's like, well, how safe can it be if you're in the house?
Do you have any? Go ahead.
I just want to go in the bedroom. In a closet.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh, Mom. That's exactly what I was going to say. In a closet.
Okay.
Yes.
We got
listen.
Two bedrooms and two closets, so it's like, we'll all go take a look.
Go. Go take a look and see what happens.
Oh, my gosh. And, I see something blue. Is it blue that you're looking, whatever it is you're looking for, the blue?
Yeah, it's like a little blue pencil box. It's about 2 inches high by 5 inches wide by 7 inches long. And it's like that clear, transparent, you know, kind of blue. It's just a little
pencil box. It's almost like it's a, you know, like a Walmart bag, you know, how you'd hang a, I don't know if any.
Oh, like okay. Yes.
You know, like you hang a bag over a hanger. I don't know why I'm seeing a blue Walmart bag over a hanger, but anyway.
Okay, there's five of those in the house. I'll check.
Okay.
Brian, you got anything while you're on for Kelly?
I do, but it's totally off subject.
Well, yeah.
I'm off subject.
He is off subject, and you could say whatever you want. In fact, I'd like you to tell her where she's from, because I always...
Okay, that's exactly what I was getting ready to say, was where she was from. She is actually Andromeda, and also a little bit of Venetian, and also there is a bit of a Pleiadian influence. So with that,
okay. The I've heard Andromeda before. It's like that. I'm not sure where it's located, but it's like that. That
in the Cassiopeia constellation.
Okay.
Andromeda is a galaxy. It's not actual. It's not an actual star.
Okay.
Okay. It's another dimensional galaxy, because. And you will find that Andromedans are very creative, and they like to create beauty. Okay, and when that happens, the Andromedan aspect rolls into the Venetian aspect. The Venetians are obviously from Venus, and they're very lovable people. They also rule the sign of Taurus, and Tauruses are also grounded. Venetians are practical grounders. meaning they ground energy into Mother Earth. That is actually where the human species came from, was from Venus, and that's what a Lyran entity has told me, because Lyrans are the actual first to seed Earth. Okay? And then the Pleiadian, the Pleiadians create experiments, and with the creation of experiments, it could lead for breeders, feeders, GMO implants, also HU1 and HU2 and HU3, which are different planet forms of Terra, as these kind of as if the Terra forms what you done was you created the structures, and that was the experiment of your creating or your Pleiadian existence.
Wow.
And, I got a quick question. It's like, which set of beings is it? Is I call them the tall purple ones. They're like 7-8 feet tall, and they're purple. And it's like, who are they, and where are they from?
The tall purple ones are actually a mix. They're hybrid beings, and the tall purple ones are a mixture of the Andromedans and also the Pleiadians. If you look up more about the Pleiadians, they're called the tall blonde ones. And if you you won't find a lot with Venetians and Andromedan, but the energy is there, and it's up for your interpretation, because it's all about how you interpret things and interpret your expression of energy.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. How about, I have one more thing, guys, because I know that poor Candy has been waiting to talk to you. So, Candy, do you have any questions for any of them?
I actually have two. Brian, I was just going to see if you could tell me where I'm from, too, please.
Okay. So, let's see here. State your full name for me and your birthday and your birth month.
Candace Ray Potter, 61459.
Okay, so right off the bat, I heard Therian and also Pleiadian, and then you've had also an influence of Arcturian.
Arcturian,
okay. Yes, you would be very connected with Lord and Lady Arcturus. Those energies are very, very in dialect with the light language. I would suggest you possibly getting a hold of me and getting your Wernicke and your Bra part of your brain activated, so you can develop your sound healing, and you can develop your energy as a speaker of ancient language.
Okay. Okay.
That's interesting.
My second question is, what is going on with the empathic people the last couple months? I'm empathic, and I know another one of us that's in our group is empathic too, and we have just been slimed and put into a dark place.
Let's ask Annabelle, too, because Annabelle would be a good one.
Yeah, this is for all of
everybody. Well, go ahead, Annabelle, because I know we don't have a whole lot of time.
I really feel this needs to go to Brian.
Okay.
Well, I was getting ready to open up my mouth, but I didn't want to be rude.
your mother says it's your turn, Brian.
Okay. Well, the reason why everything's with empaths have gone to hell in a handbasket is because I don't know if many of y'all empaths been feeling tightness or resistance in the joints. That is actually our being lifted up and being put into motherships to basically allow for the density that Mother Earth is partaking in. This this planetary alignment from January 20th to February 20th of the planetary parade that is going on in the northern hemisphere is a lot of what's our problem. It's because we have five planets in line, and those five planets are causing havoc on us impasse, and it's bringing us impasse into a lot of resistance, a lot of shame, blame, guilt, misbelief, disbelief, dis-ease, and all, also not being able to pressurize. And the depression, the D, and then the depression, meaning you have to break up words when you work on a etheric level. And the breaking up of the words, the D, and then depression. Depression, pressure is kind of like what's holding matter together. And then the D would be kind of like the separate entity of basically dis-ease, because what's happening on a energy level for an empath is we're basically like a psychic sponge, and when we put ourselves out there, and we basically take what Mother Earth can't absorb or can't transmutate, because Mother Earth's built to take care of herself, but at the same time, she has her empaths that she seeded. Okay? And those empaths were seeded by basically Terra, meaning the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
So we're basically taking on the energy that Mother Earth can't take on.
That makes sense, since we take on all the energy.
What do you guys
got it?
Boy, I can't top that.
Well, I got to tell you something, because I want to end. We have like 5 minutes left, and I want to, before, don't get off, but I want to thank everybody, because this has been a crazy, wonderful, fabulous, impromptu show. But I want to tell everybody what happened with Ron, because, you know, I don't know if anybody, you know, we started the show last week with Ron. You can see if you can tune into his energy, Brian. But anyway, he is our astrologist, and he's been missing, MIA. And I sent the fire department, like Annabelle, your husband, had said that would be a good idea, and Brenda told me. So I sent the fire department, and they found him, and, you know, he was okay. But he said, and he didn't call me for a while, he said that ever since he had this reading by this woman on YouTube, now Susan thinks that the woman was fine, it was what she opened, he got it as a gift. Somebody gave it to him, that he has had a dark energy, and it was he can't even get up for weeks. And finally, he went to a channeling session, and they said that he had this black, gray energy all wrapped around him, and he was trying to get it off. So the channelers were channeling. And Susan said, which is interesting, that she thinks that this woman opened up his Kundalini or energy block. And he was not prepared for it, and that the dark.
Yeah,
go ahead. Was him
opening? It was the opening of unmasking the archonic parasite that was attached to his solar plexus.
And so, how do you think gonna be okay? Because he's gonna come back.
He will be okay. He will be okay. It's just going to take him a little bit for him to physically get back into. Natural state for him to function, because the archonic parasite, what the archonic parasite does is it feeds off a life force, and it drains us. Go ahead.
I feel like I'm breathing in black smoke.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and the blackness is coming from inside out.
Uh-huh.
What is that?
That is the portal that's open. That's the portal that the channeling session or the channeler left open. And that's what a lot of us channelers, we don't understand, is that we have to close the door, meaning you have to close the door to that channel and hand the energy back to the client, or that door is going to stay open for our physical body, which is eventually going to deplete our physical body.
Well, everybody close the door.
Can you close
that
door?
Yeah, that was weird because all I saw was black smoke. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we will close the door. And the door will be in the solar plexus. So let's go ahead and hand pull down the latch. Right, and we're going to... Okay, and now we are going to send everything that the energies within the physical bodies, the physical bodies of the participants, all right, send them to the great central sun to be repolarized for the good of all humanity, never to return again upon the call of support, the record, the effect. Throughout timelines, get it not I skip it. Throughout dimensions, I throughout parallel realities, parallel universes, alternate realities, alternate universes, and through all stars and planets, I keep this. And now through all on and off planet existences, I keep. Okay, take a deep breath in, everybody, and just release. Okay, the door has been closed.
Okay, well, how about Ron?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
We have 90 seconds left, so I want to thank everybody. This has been a crazy awesome show. I hope that I didn't put anybody on the spot and that everybody had a good time and learned a lot. So thank you, Brian. Thank you, Annabelle. Thank you, Brenda. Thank you, Candy. Thank you, Kelly, and all the people that showed up. But I thank you again, and I hope you all join me tomorrow at 1 o'clock because we have Jerry from the UK, Jerry Humphreys from the UK. Brian has his own radio show and can be reached. We have 48 seconds, and so Annabelle and Brenda both have their own business as well as all of us. So please, Brian, Brenda, and Annabelle, give everybody in 30 seconds or less where they can reach you.
330-209-7021 is my number. This is Brenda. Go ahead, Brian.
586-659-9620.
This is Annabelle. 330-484-4807.
And guess what, everyone? These are the best of the best. My show, Candy, everybody, we are excellent. Please look us up. We are with you, and we will be here to help you. Thank you, guys. I will see you again tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Thanks for listening. Bye, everyone.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much. Bye, Mom.
Bye.